For NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
Felix, we've got a lot of new music today, and I think I'm going to surprise you with some of my picks.
I can't wait.
Stuff you wouldn't maybe expect me to be listening
Nothing
to.
Nothing ever surprises me from you.
Well, also bringing back our From the Vault segment, and we are premiering a new segment called Guilty Pleasures, which we discuss bands and artists and musicians normally you wouldn't love, but that you have to confess you're having a secret love affair with.
Okay, let's talk about that later. Okay, but for now, let's get started on a sweet note. You brought in a band called Caramelo Santo.
What are you grumbling about?
When I previewed the track before the show, this one really stood out. I really like this. Who are these guys? Oh, yeah.
This is Caramelo Santo from Argentina. This is the song Diente, or Tooth. And it's nice to have a band that's from Argentina and not from Buenos Aires. They're from Mendoza.
Which is where?
Mendoza is close to Chile. It's where your wine comes from. Huh. You get Argentine wine.
I hear the 90s... Fabulosos Cadillacs, ska with
definitely.
The trombones, and there's a great guitar solo in here. It had everything I liked in this song.
You know, this is what I was kind of referencing when I said I'm going to surprise you, because, you know, I normally don't get down with ska, and, you know, Latin ska kind of bores me, but I like this a lot. I think it has, like, a really nice climax.
Oh, yeah. It's
a nice momentum.
It's punched up in a lot of different ways.
And this is their new self-titled album. I know it sounds kind of 90s, but it's actually a pretty eclectic album. It has a really nice mix of rock and ska, jazz, salsa, even some Venezuelan joropo, which is based on a mix of European waltz and African beats, and Mexican cumbia, something for you, Felix.
Wow. No, I already heard something from me. This band is great.
Why don't we move to something just a little bit more mellow up in Brazil? This is Le Almeida, Bike Never Die.
Bye.
This is one of our favorite labels right now in Brazil. This is Transfusão Noise Records, an independent label which kind of has this signature lo-fi grunge rock.
I just finally got an iPod for Christmas.
Welcome to the 21st.
Yeah, I know. My kids had them before I did. But I've been loading a bunch of stuff on there, obviously. And one of the things I've been listening to a lot of is like Grateful Dead. Surprise. This stuff reminds me of the whole San Francisco sound from like the late 60s. Grateful Dead and then some of the other bands from other parts of the country, Moby Grape, Vanilla Fudge. They had that low tech with the grungy guitar sound. That's what these guys remind
me of. See, to me, this is so 90s. But it's also cool because, you know, a lot of musicians try to imitate that lo-fi sound. But for someone who's, you know, kind of starting out in Brazil in their basement, it's a lot cheaper to sound like that, actually. So, you know, good for them.
It's not an accident. It's just sort of...
It's not. I should mention that this was off of their new LP, Monomassa. And we'll link to that on our website, npr.org/altlatino. Are you ready for my guilty pleasure? This is the Mexican pop band Hot Dog. And that's more like hot dog because it's with a J.
Right.
And very pop. But you know what? I like pop, so whatever. This is Llueve Estrellas. Lluvia de Estrellas from their 2012 upcoming release, Turista de Amor. And I'm sure somebody will tell me that it's just pop trash. I love
guilty. Guilty is charged.
Pop junk pleasures. Food.
It reminds me of an era where I don't think I ever left the house.
The 80s?
Yeah.
It's very Gem and the Holograms. It's very 80s.
I don't even know who's...
It's an 80s cartoon.
See, I didn't leave the house.
This is a Mexican pop band, and they have been nominated for Latin Grammys, and I came into music as a dancer.
Sure.
So anything with a great beat, I can definitely feel it. And the members of this band, who are Maria Barracuda and Jorge La Chiquis Amaro, he was in the classic Mexican rock band Fobia.
Really?
Yeah, and he's also produced for Maná and Víctimas del Doctor Cerebro. Big Mexican names.
Are these guys based in Monterrey?
Oh, that's a good question.
You know, I think they are because when I was there visiting for a story, there was a band called Hot Dog with a J and Jumbo.
I believe there's Jumbo. Only one Hot Dog with a J.
I think that was in Monterrey. I could be wrong.
You're wrong. So I just checked online.
Uh-oh.
They're from Mexico City.
Uh-oh. Lluvia de estrellas, tus ojos me hacen donar, me llevas a tus planetas. Okay, so why is this a guilty pleasure? Why do you feel bad about liking this song?
Because it feels so good. No, that's a good question. I'm pretty shameless about my taste, I feel. I mean, I like Lady Gaga a lot, and
I like
Adele, and
so do,
you
know,
people who are considered pop.
You mentioned two artists who, Adele and Lady Gaga, that I really like, especially Adele. To me, those kind of artists, they raise the bar in terms of quality and pop music. This band, you know, it's not so pop that I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's not a guilty pleasure. Maybe it's just...
I just think you're kind of shameless in your tastes.
Well, I'm pretty specific sometimes. But this one is... This one works.
It's a nutritional thing. Like, I think a lot of the artists that we play are very, you know, like, they have a message. They make you think about stuff. And I'm sure Hot Dog does, too. I think this is a track that's about, oh, I love you so much. And, you know, it's raining stars and boobity-boop. Like, let's dance.
Okay, a guilty pleasure. I get it.
It's like eating Twinkies. I could
Perfect.
Do it forever.
Okay, now let's move on to a song I don't feel guilty about. This is the artist World Hood from my old neighborhood in Sacramento, California. This track is called Mundo Libre. This is from an EP coming out in February. They're going to have a full album out in June. World Hood is, the vocalist is Estrella Hood.
Mm-hmm.
We were going back and forth in emails, and she told me that the first office for their collective, Soul Collective, S-O-L, the Sun Collective, was right down the street from where I grew up in Del Paso Heights. You know, Estrella Hood and the whole Soul Collective, what they're doing is they've staked out a little bit of landscape in outside of the Bay Area, and they're presenting shows, they're doing their own music. As you can hear, this has a little bit more of a, I want to say a DIY, a do-it-yourself quality
for
to
sure.
It, you know, this is has a little bit more nutrition maybe, because there's always message to their music and to their presentations.
Musically, I just love what's happening with the instruments, like the bass lines, pero como que vocally it feels a little sloppy.
Yeah, you know, there's a little bit of that quality, but it reminds me of Kalimutsa from Chile, where she's kind of making up, like this part of a character.
Yeah.
So maybe the vocals just part, that's part of the character of the song.
Sure. Oh, next up, you brought someone from Peru.
This is Nova Lima. They've got a new album coming out. It's really good. We're going to have them here in Washington, D.C., so we finally get to see them live. This is a track called Apañar Algodón.
Thank you.
Man, this is a band that has really grown on me. When I heard their first album, you played it to me when we were back when we were doing the Alt Latino pilot.
That's right.
And, you know, I was lukewarm on it. They just have really developed this awesome style, and their lyrics are really powerful, and their voice is well developed. And they're telling the story of a black Peruvian man who goes to San Luis to pick cotton. And, you know, they're very Afro-Peruvian conscious.
They're very conscious of their culture. In fact, the four guys who started it, they were DJs, two guys in London, two guys in Lima, and they started putting music together just by sending tracks, you know, electronically through emails and stuff. Their first album that you heard was 2003. It was more chill, more electronica. This album, they're more of a band.
Yeah.
And so there are a lot more. There's like eight, I don't know, there's like 100 guys in the band, judging from the picture on the album cover. But they're a bunch of guys, and they're heavy on percussion. They're recreating what they were doing on computer and electronically before. So now the percussion has a little bit more bite to it. It's funkier, because you can't get too funky on a machine. But these guys are breaking it down a little bit, and they're really grown as a band.
And I like the guitar work too, the wah-wah. It has a very Jorge Ben from Brazil quality.
Yeah,
like
this is
funky, afro, but also with like some really great electronic beats for sure. They haven't lost that edge.
This track really stands out because of the way they've manipulated the sound a lot more on this track than on the rest of the tracks. Because like I said, it still has that electronica quality, but it's got a live feel to it.
Yeah, nice. Next up, you brought Quetzal. Contame un poco sobre Quetzal.
Tell you a little bit about Quetzal. Quetzal is a band from Los Angeles. It's led by a guy named Quetzal Flores. He's a guitar player and plays a lot of different stringed instruments.
That's a great name, Quetzal Flores.
Isn't it? He started the band in 1992, and this is a track from their new album. In fact, it's a title track called Imaginaries. It's very different from the rest of the record, but it's still in the spirit of what they do. Check it out.
Love this. I gotta tell you, I really expected something different. Like, I expected it to be a lot more pure folk.
Mm-hmm.
I love folk. I just was kind of wowed by what they're doing. It's, again, mixing like these chorus lines and this funk and this folk. I mean, tell me a little bit about what's happening here.
The little guitar part you hear at the beginning, it's a string of the bajo sexto, which is the big guitar that you use when you play with accordion bands.
Mm-hmm.
And this cut in particular, he's adopted the tradition to create this track. The rest of the album is pretty much in the genre son jarocho. It's like a resurgence of this style of music from Veracruz with the little guitars and the harps. But this cut stands out on its own because it's not anything like the rest of the record. But like I said, the spirit is there.
I think what makes this is the vocals.
Yeah, this is Martha Gonzalez. She is Quetzal Flores' partner in the band and in life. Something interesting about this band is like he formed it in 1992. And it was right after the massive civil unrest in Los Angeles after the Rodney King verdict.
Right.
Also shortly after, there was a very controversial immigration law that was passed, Proposition 187, right, in California. So there was this political turmoil, this ferment, there's all of this stuff going on. Quetzal came out of that era. Ozomatli came out of that era. A woman named Lisa Flores, Lisa with a Y, a handful of very political bands came out of Los Angeles during that time, and this is one of them. This album is released, interestingly, on Smithsonian Folkways Records, which is normally dedicated to preserving folkloric culture here in the United States from all cultures. But it's interesting that the producer, or the guy who runs Folkways, Dan Sheehy, who's a great mariachi player, by the way, he put his time and effort into producing this contemporary expression of culture and politics coming out of Southern California. I'm just so excited about this record.
Thanks for sharing this.
It's great. We have time for one more. What's left?
Well, I wanted to bring back our From the Vault series, which is a series in which we talk about an artist who is iconic or historic, something that has a really an important place in Latin rock, Latin folk, or Latin rap. And I wanted to suggest for this week's show an iconic Argentine rock singer, Luis Alberto El Flaco Spinetta. And I picked him because, well, he recently announced that he has been diagnosed with lung cancer, and there's a lot of concern about his health. And he's really somebody who's considered very influential in South American rock, and one of the fathers of Argentine rock. And I picked really one of his better-known songs. This is Muchacha Jose Papel, The Girl with the Paper Eyes. And I just wanted to end the show on that and send our strength and love
and wish him well.
Absolutely.
And before we go, we need to remind our listeners that you can hear all of these songs in their entirety on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And as usual, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter.
And a special thanks to Jess Goldstein and Mike Katziff, our producers. I'm Jasmine Garz.
And I'm Felix Contreras.
This has been Alt Latino.
¿A dónde vas? Quédate hasta el alba. Muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más. Quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Muchacha, piel de rayón, no corras más, tu tiempo es hoy. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color.
Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color.
Muchacha, voz de gorrión, ¿a dónde vas? Quédate hasta el día. Muchacha, pechos de miel, no corras más, quédate hasta el día. Duerme un poco y yo entre tanto construiré un castillo con tu vientre hasta que el sol. Muchacha, te haga reír hasta llorar, hasta llorar. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color.
Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo